It's time for the most well-known sports radio icon in St. Louis. The show that begs you to answer the question, can I ever be this good? It's time for the Charlie Tuna Show, presented by Ameren Missouri on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Why, good evening, good afternoon, how are you, what the hell time it is? I don't know, I'm just here. Living a good life, we'll be here until about 4 to 10. Matter of fact, I'm leaving early tonight. Moses, you can handle it, can't you?
Do I have a choice?
I ran into, I wrecked my car, well, you know the running board on the car?
Yeah.
On my truck, I'm at the gas station this morning rushing. Ran a running board to the side of the post that blocks you from hitting the gas pump. Cracked my running board.
Oh, man.
You can't find a used one. All you can buy is a new one. So I got this friend of mine who says he may have it, but I got to come by and look at it tonight. So that's why I'm leaving early tonight. That means it's time to trade in. But I didn't get mad. I couldn't get mad at anybody.
You might want to be careful looking at a car that late at night.
Yeah, no, he'll know what to do. Joe, how was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I didn't melt. That was good. Saturday was a little rough. I didn't do much Saturday because of the heat.
I'm chocolate.
But besides that, I was...
I know that's right, Joe.
What'd you do? You went to a swimming party?
It was a luau-themed swim party, as a matter of fact. Some good friends of ours, she celebrates her birthday, you know,
really?
With a big swim.
That should have been fun.
And, oh, man, it was great. It was
you
great.
You said it rained and you stayed out in the rain. Everybody.
I wasn't the only one stayed out in the rain. That rain felt good, let me tell you.
Who made that song, I Can't Stand the Rain?
And Peebles.
Mm-hmm. And Peebles. Tom is off tonight. He'll be back tomorrow night. We'll do our regular cast of characters with Joe Fresta and, of course, Skip Weber. Tomorrow night, we're going to do a little different show. We're going to talk about the Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather fight. We got Ernest Hart. Now, if you know, people know Ernest. You looked at one of his movies, did you?
Oh, yeah. Watch I looked him up. It was Mortal Kombat, mm-hmm. which I didn't. It's like one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Good kung fu movie.
This guy can just simply kick your ass. I'm serious.
Yeah.
He can.
If he did work on Mortal Kombat, I believe it.
A lot of NFL teams now are using kickboxing and a lot of stuff like that to get a lot of quickness.
Mm-hmm.
So I know he worked with the Rams when they were here.
I could see how that could help someone become a better football player.
It's about kicking your head.
Well, as far as conditioning and I think, you know, flexibility.
Yeah, I remember in high school they had to try to convince us all to do ballet in the off season.
Really?
Every other day, we would at 4 o'clock we would do ballet up in the gym, and so many people didn't want to do it because they just didn't understand why are we doing ballet.
But did you see the significance of it?
Oh, yeah, it worked out. It helps a lot on the footwork and everything, flexibility. It was definitely a positive change. You could see the positive work ethic in it and everything.
Ballet, huh?
Back in Charlie's day when he played high school football, they really thought the coach was out of his mind.
Right,
put him
to ballet. Exactly.
Exactly. Ballet, huh? Okay, we should see about that. Hey, we're going to, tonight we'll talk about, of course, update us quickly on Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving demanded a trade from Cleveland Cavaliers, which I kind of think is a smart move. But now that there's a rumor going out, Stephen A. Smith reported that Kyrie Irving's camp believes that LeBron James leaked this information.
He did.
So now it's the big issue going, a big controversy between LeBron and Kyrie now.
Why does not LeBron want Kyrie in Cleveland with him? I mean, Kyrie was really the only guy who was able to produce against Golden State in the finals from what I saw with Cleveland, other than LeBron mm-hmm. himself, you know?
I think LeBron's upset that he had to hear it from Dan Gilbert and the higher-ups in Cleveland instead of from Kyrie himself. That's what I think the big issue is. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand why Kyrie would want to leave. Where is he going to go where he can be the centerpiece?
Well, he said he can go to mm-hmm. New York. He'll be the center.
He'll be the center, yeah. But that's the last time he was a centerpiece, how many games did he win? 26.
He'll be losing piece.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think he doesn't have any leverage in the trade whatsoever. He has 2 years left on his contract.
Right.
He doesn't have a no trade clause. So if they wanted to, they could trade him to the Phoenix Suns. Mm-hmm. He can go to the worst team in the league right now. He has no leverage whatsoever.
Moses, we had one of our best interviews ever with Jim Hanifin the other night, didn't we, Joe?
He called in.
He called in. He talked about all the old times, threw in a few curse words on top of it.
Yeah, I know Joe's finger was ready with that dump button.
No, we let him one time. We just let him go. What the hell? No, Scott was the one. Were you here for Scott? You were here for Scott.
I was here for Scott.
He was adamant about OJ. We got to talk a little bit about OJ. A lot of people are upset at OJ. Help folks, wait a minute. Before you get at OJ, you found the man not guilty, right? Now, a parole board let him go because he did his service time. He was a model. So that's what you get
model,
parole
model
for.
Model inmate. He did everything was asked of him. And if he'd have been smart, he wouldn't have even been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then the sentence that they gave him, Charlie, they said the guidelines, it was not indicative of what they would give someone for a charge like that the first, you know, first time out. 9 to 33 years. Come on. And the man is 70 years old. Now, what can he do? Come on. The guy just wants to be left alone and live out the rest of his life. I guess that's what he wants to do. I don't know. I can't speak for him, but
yeah, that's what he wants.
It's time for the Weber Report, brought to you by Weber Chevrolet and WeberChevrolet.com. Now here's Skip Weber.
Well, hello, Skip. How are you, sir?
Good morning, or evening, whatever it is. Yeah,
that's the way I feel some days, Skip. Yeah. I don't know what's going and coming. Well, I was going to wait and talk about this on Thursday. How was that movie? I saw the trailers.
The Big Sick is what I watch. I didn't go to Dunkirk.
You didn't go to Dunkirk. I saw the trailers on Dirk.
Yeah, it looks, the reviews are really, really good. We actually changed our mind at the last second, went to see this movie called The Big Sick, S-I-C-K, and it's not playing in very many theaters, but it's really, really good.
What's it about?
It's about this comedian who's Muslim, and his family is wanting to do arranged marriage, okay? He's a stand-up comedian. And so they keep parading these Pakistani girls in front of him, but he falls in love with the girl he meets at one of his shows. It's a white girl. And so there's complications there, and there's some heartfelt stuff, and there's some really funny things. And then she gets some kind of infection and goes into a coma, and so he's dealing with her parents and watching at the hospital and meeting them and learning them, and they don't know what to make of him. And there's a lot of funny things. And Ray Romano from Everybody Loves Raymond plays her dad. And he's brilliant.
Oh, I saw that in USA Today. I read a little bit about it. Yeah. Sounds like my kind of movie.
It's a really, really well-written movie. Very heartfelt, like I said. And there's parts of it that are really funny. Mm-hmm. So it's a great movie. We really liked it.
Was the funny parts of him getting to know her family?
Part of that. I mean, it's very well written because there's funny parts in times of sadness, just to break the sadness, or times of tension. And and then because a lot of it is set in comedy clubs, there's some funny stuff there too. So, and then of course their family, with how they're doing these girls coming in and he's not interested, that there's some comic stuff in there too. It's just all around a really good movie.
And we'll talk more about movies on Thursday. There's an article.
Now here, I can't, we have to figure something out, because Thursday, here's the big event of the summer.
Uh-oh.
Thursday, my wife and I are going to see the Guns N' Roses concert.
I read about that
27 years away from St. Louis, they're coming back, and so I won't be available, so we have to figure something out there.
Remember the last time they were here when that stage incident happened? I was at that concert.
I was living in Dallas. I was living in Dallas when that happened, way back in 1990, yeah.
Yeah, they sued St. Louis and didn't want to ever come back here the first time.
Oh, Skip, I just want to say, it's been 27 years since they've been here. Do they have guns or do they have cap pistols? What are they shooting out, Guns and Roses?
I don't know.
27 years is a long time in between gigs in St. Louis.
Yeah,
exactly.
They were talking to Dad right up today about them and USA Today as well. So that should be a good concert. We will we'll talk on Wednesday.
Okay.
We'll do Wednesday. You know, there's an article, we talked about this, spoke about this on Thursday, the resignation of Mississippi coach Hugh Freeze. And the headlines read, should we stop putting coaches on pedestals, or should they be treated like regular citizens? What's your thought on that?
My thought is absolutely not. You hit it on the head, and my daughter, who I'm very proud of, really big Ole Miss fan, a lot of times people like that want to defend their coach or their program at all costs. But she's very disappointed in them too, because she knew a lot of the football players, or knows a lot of the players, and so many of them look up to him as a father, father figure. Just like you said, I mean, there's some that don't have fathers that they know. But even a lot of them that do, they get away from home, and, you know, schools like that have, sure, they got a lot of people from Mississippi that are 2 hours away, but they're a national program. They got people from Michigan, you know, Iowa, wherever. And when you're 900 miles away from home and you're in a pressure situation like that, a father figure is a pretty good thing. And they'll listen to him, and they'll do what he says, and they'll do what he does. And that's everywhere. It's not just at Mississippi. And that's an important thing. I mean, that's a big role for the coach. You know, there's no minor leagues in football. So all the athletes that want to play football go through colleges. And these college coaches have got to have high moral standards and be on the high moral ground. That's just my opinion. I know people are human, but I do not think they should take them off pedestals.
You know, the things that have been swirling around Ole Miss Skip with the allegations of improper recruiting and whatnot, and the thing that brought him down was nothing related to football. That's the irony of this thing.
That's right. That's right. It's almost like I wouldn't be surprised to hear that maybe he was liking those allegations, because if they weren't true, they were still deflecting from the truth, and there was a different story, and so he could survive, you know. But it wasn't just the escort service. He had a girlfriend on the side that he was paying or buying stuff for and getting, you know, giving her family tickets. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I don't think the media's come out that the people and the true fans and the students kind of know about it through their own grapevines. So it was kind of bad. And he, you know, I remember reading about him. I wasn't a fan when he was hired. Okay, I only became a fan when my daughter started going there 3 years ago.
Right.
But I read about it, and he was a personal choice of Archie Manning. They loved him. And the Manning family is a really good bunch of people, okay? And they didn't know him ahead of time, Archie was involved in the interview process because he's their number one alumni, really.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his vote. And the guy who wrote the article said that they were riding on the elevator with him at one of the Sugar Bowls several years ago. And he said, we're bringing in a guy that's going to turn this program around, and he's a great guy, and he's a, you know, this and this and this, a super person, Superman. It's going to be really good for the kids. So I'm sure that he's crushed and devastated and shocked. So there's probably a lot of people in the program that are real surprised by it.
You know, when you're in the spotlight, I don't care where it is, you're going to always get caught. Especially when in the spotlight like he is, and you can't, you're married. It's a sad, really now it's turning out to be a sad story.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, because it breaks up a family, too. It hurts the family. You know, we talked about this when the Bill Cosby trial was on. Mm-hmm. Also, when you're in the spotlight, you get tempted a lot, too.
Yeah,
you got to have that extra. You got to have that extra piece of character that says, you know what, I'm here because of this and this, and I'm famous, and I'm making all my money because I'm famous. So that the price I pay is I behave a little bit better than I wanted to, or I think I should, or whatever. That's the price you pay to get that extra money and that extra fame. And there's a lot of people that don't pay that price, and it's tough.
Yeah, you know, Hugh Freeze was the guy that coached Michael Orr in high school, and was a coach in the movie The Blind Side. He was portrayed, I forget the actor that portrayed him, but, you know, I thought he was a coach who really had a lot to offer. I didn't know about him personally, but just watching him in the public skip, I thought that he was the type of guy that Ole Miss really needed. He was young, he was personable, he could go out there, and he had some big time recruits. He's had three guys who went first round since he was the head coach at Ole Miss. So, you know this is terribly disappointing.
Moses, this is not true about everywhere. He's had good recruits going to the first round on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
There's a lot of coaches that put good offenses out there, a lot of coaches that put good defenses out there. He's had them both.
Mm-hmm.
He's had people on both sides of the ball. He's had famous people's sons come play for him, like or nephew. The current quarterback is Jim Kelly's nephew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's done a lot of that kind of stuff. And you're right, I forgot about the Blind Side family. I hadn't even thought about them. I'm sure that, you know, they're big boosters, and they're in the spotlight a lot. And they've probably been interviewed by people, and, you know, I don't know. It's just a tough deal.
I would love to hear what Leanne has to say, because she's a very colorful woman.
Leanne would try to straighten him out.
This reminds me of part of, this is worse than what happened with, remember, Bobby Petrino?
Yeah.
In Louisville. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty similar. It's pretty similar, but I don't think anybody had Petrino as on as high of a pedestal as I had Hugh Freeze.
No, he didn't.
So the infractions are pretty similar.
Thank God I'm not in the spotlight.
Yeah.
Never. Now, the headlines of the Post-Dispatch this morning tells the entire story. the Cardinals limp home skip. You mentioned last week something that felt played true, and a lot of people talked about it. The road trip. Instead of being 6-4, we came back 4-6, and that really, really hurt us.
Charlie, we had a lead. We had a lead in 9 of those games.
Well,
we had a lead in the 7th inning or later in 7 of them, and we only won 4 of those.
Well,
I don't care what anybody says. This team is a good team except for one piece. It's a very important piece, and they're very bad on that, piece, and that is that bullpen. I know we have – Mike Leake gave up 8 runs or whatever in the first couple lines on that one game. Great. Starting pitching is not the problem. I know that there's occasionally we only score 2 or 3 runs. Offense is not the problem. We had the lead in the 7th inning or later in 7 games on that road trip. I can't, you know, I am trying to be a good fan. I love to be kind of have a romantic heart about it and root for them until it's all over. But I've disciplined myself now to turn the TV off if Brett Cecil comes in the game. Okay? I tried it one more time on that game in Pittsburgh before the All-Star break and got burned by it again, so I said no. So I did it. I turned it off the other day on Saturday watching it. When they pulled Wainwright, I brought Bowman in. Bowman allowed us to tie it. Then Cecil allowed to. I didn't watch it. I wasn't watching it. The reason why I say that is I'm almost, because I've been able to manage that with, I guess, all my rooting behavior, I might just try to just give up on the season and just come back and see how they're doing in a couple weeks. It breaks your heart too much.
Well,
it's one thing to never be in the game or have a, you know, I don't know, or lose game 6-2 or something like that. But to have those leads they dangle something in front of you every night and you lose it.
Well,
every single night.
I'm going to give you 2 stats now that's going to tell you the whole story of the season. Cecil has blown 6 saves. He leads the team. But here's a stat that the Cardinals lead Major League Baseball in. They have lost 20 games this year after having a 2-run lead or more. They lead the league in losing. That's 20 games right there.
That's pathetic. That's pathetic. And a lot of those games are late in the game.
That's right.
A lot of those leads are still two runs up late in the game. Here, we almost blew one of our 4 wins. We almost blew that. You know what? I want to apologize. I did watch Brett Cecil on that. My wife and I were sitting in our pool. I didn't get up to turn TV off. We almost blew it. He walked the bases, the tying run on, and then was 3-0 against Cespedes when Cespedes hits a stupid double play. Fortunately for us, that game could have gone south on us. We could have been 3-7 the way we're pitching. I mean, we just lucked out of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I just can't believe, and I can't believe there's not bullpen relief out there. I can't believe that we can't bring up some of these young guys, these young arms that are pitching so well. They're not going to do any worse.
That's right.
They're not going to blow their arms out, let them pitch 1 or 2 innings at a time. You got to do something. You know, and I'll tell you, that game on Saturday, when Wainwright started against Lester, pitchers duel all game, I hate to say it, I like Mike Matheny, but that game's on him. I know people all year are saying, hey, Matheny doesn't sign the players. But Wainwright had less than 100 pitches and a lead. And our bullpen does nothing but blow things. He's your veteran guy. He's on the mound telling Matheny, I don't want to come out. Matheny should have left him in. Should have left him in. If he blows it then, so be it. But you got your veteran guy out there that goes 110, 115, 120 pitches routinely. And, he's not even at 100 pitches when you take him out just because he finally gives up a hit to the meat of their order. He gets through and doesn't give up that hit to Bryant, okay, like Trevor Bowman did, and I don't even know what happened with Rizzo because I wasn't watching by that time. But I guarantee you that if he gets Bryant out, that's the third out. Okay, he comes back the next inning and closes it out. You're through the tough part of their lineup.
So Skip, what do you do if you're the Cardinals right now? When it's a trade deadline looms, are you a buyer or seller?
How can you be a seller? You don't. I mean, I don't know. You're still 4.5 games out, but. what I would do is what I'd have done June 1st or May 20th or whatever a long time ago, is I'd be making moves in the bullpen, period. You've got a deep farm system. You've got lots of prospects. A lot of those are pitching prospects. Either trade some for some good relief pitchers, or let them try relief pitching themselves. I'm afraid they're going to let Lance Lynn walk.
Well, I got a story for you on him in a minute.
Or I'm afraid they're going to go, here, if they go out and get a great bat, that's great. You know, here, trade three good prospects for Giancarlo Stanton. That's great. But maybe Stanton can pitch the eighth inning for us, too, as well as hitting a couple home runs.
There are two things that have happened. Tommy Pham could be trade bait, but people don't want him because of his injury histories and his congenitive eye condition. And you got to package him with somebody. But Lance Lynn, the scouts were at all the Cubs series, Skip, in the stands scouting Lance Lynn. That's the guy they want.
But he didn't pitch in
the
Cubs series.
That's what they were there. That's why they were there for all the games. But he did not pitch. So if anybody's going to be moved, it could be Lance Lynn, maybe.
See that,
but it doesn't help the bullpen.
They're going to blame that. Like I said, we have a really nice deep farm system. If you look at our roster, you got double A and triple A all star game players. You got great prospects. I mean, you got the number one catching prospect. I guess we brought him up. You got four or five outfielders in single, double, and triple A that are really good prospects. You've got lots of pitchers, at least three pitchers that are very, very highly rated. Okay, so if you let Lance Lynn go, what are you going to do? Get more prospects? I mean, where are you going to put them all? I guess it'd get more prospects to try to bundle up for a big bat in the offseason or something like that, but this doesn't make any sense. You know, I mean, Leak is floundering now. Wainwright's getting old. You never know what you're going to get with Waka. I like Lance Lynn, and it's going to be a shame to lose him if they do, yeah. I think. It's a tough deal.
Now, he says the team has not come to him with any contract offers so far. That's not
well,
a good sign.
They don't have to sign him by the trade deadline. They've got to sign him by next year, you know. So I don't know what to think about that. I don't think moves at the trade deadline is the answer on either direction. The answer is either moves regarding the bullpen or promotions from down in the minors to some of these young arms that are doing so well. Mm-hmm.
Skip, did you see that Matt Adams hit a 3-run home in the ninth to tie the game against the Dodgers' top reliever yesterday?
I did. Hey, he was a good player for us, too, every now and then. But he had been floundering. We gave him a lot of chances. I don't think losing Matt Adams is the reason why.
No, it's not. I'm just saying he's doing well.
If he hit a 3-run home run against the Cubs, we'd have still blown it. And like I said, unless Matt Adams can pitch the seventh or eighth inning, you know, he wasn't valuable to us.
No, he wasn't valuable at all. He should have been gone several seasons ago. Skip, tell us about Weber Chevrolet. What's to look forward to? This is the big month for vacations.
The big month, yes, exactly. We got one more week. We've talked. I can't get off this cruise price. Every day I look at our sales numbers, and we're selling more cruises. This is a great, great opportunity. Charlie, you know how nice the cruise is.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really super car. This is something that you can buy. You don't want Night of Stick, you can buy it for $13,600. Otherwise, you can buy it for $14,600. And that is not—it's not the old days where the base car had no air and no power locks. It's got power locks, power windows, power mirrors, super stereo,
CD,
air conditioning.
Yep.
You know, OnStar, all that stuff. And it's $14,600.
Brand new
that
car.
That is something. No matter what your needs are, or how much you're struggling with payment, or credit, or you need the gas mileage or whatever. Now, if you need a bigger car, we got other cars too. This is just our entry car, and I have not been able to talk about them all year like I have this month, because what Chevrolet is doing plus what we're doing on top is getting it to an unbelievable deal, and the city of St. Louis is responding. It's the number one selling car in St. Louis, but this month it's the number one selling car at Weber Chevrolet too.
A brand new Chevy, not a small car. Mid-sized car, in a sense, for under $15,000. Brand new.
Yeah.
Unheard of.
Yeah. And with an automatic transmission for under $15,000.
And a CD player.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember?
Now, a lot of kids out there, A lot of kids got there and say, what? What's a CD player? Yes, they also have an MP3 player, too.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Even back in our days, when we had a stripped-down car back in the days, it didn't have no air in it. It didn't have a radio and nothing. But this has
Charlie,
it all.
The only bad thing about this cruise is you can't get one with 8-track tape.
Oh, man, I can't listen to Elvis Presley. Okay. Weber Chevrolet, WeberChevrolet.com. Of course, they've got three locations, two in Illinois, Granite City, and, of course, the big house, I call it, 270 in Olive. One more time, two. Tell us about the Malibu. You can get up to $6,000 off on MSRP on some of those.
$6,000 off every Malibu. That gets it down to way under $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
The Malibu is a little bit bigger than the Cruise. It seats four adults very comfortably, and there's even room for maybe a fifth person in the back seat when that happens. It's a beautiful-looking car. It looks like a European sport sedan. Gets great gas mileage, wonderful performance, and that's under $20,000. That's a supercar. We have Equinoxes for $20,900. That's a terrific. Listen to this. We have crossovers, which is a Chevy Trax, $18,900 for a crossover. Mm. It might be too small for a full family. Just go up to a Equinox for $20,900. Great, great buy right now. But, I mean, here, it's a great summer of savings. We have got really, really good deals. Chevrolet is moving stuff, giving us money to move with. And what was cool about it, the last couple of months, we've taken cars from all over the country to have extra cars for this summer.
Hmm.
So it's paying off.
Skip, we'll visit with you on Wednesday, Charlie. We'll talk about some more movies and, of course, Weber Chevrolet. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
I'll take it easy now.
The Weber Report was brought to you by Weber Chevrolet.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be joined by Joe Frester with our Frester Report. We're going to talk about the Cardinals and the Blues organization. What's the difference? He said he wants to talk about the city again. I was with Joe this weekend. Joe sends me a text now. He thinks he's a star. He said, I want to come on with the Isley Brothers song Groove with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
Yeah, Joe got some soul now. Oh, this is Dookie Stick, everybody.
George Duke.
Folks, if you have any type of injury, accident, car accident, no insurance, dog bite, almost drown in the pool, hit your head in somebody's pool, get backed over by a car, what I'm trying to simply say is the Cantor Injury Law Firm can help you. Their slogan is don't settle for less. Mark Cantor's been practicing for over 25 years, offices at 270 and Olive. They have a great reputation, folks. And when you walk in the door, I mean any injury, they can help you. 314-628-9999. When you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on the Charlie Tuna Show, CantorInjuryLawFirm.com. Or go on Facebook. We'll take a quickie. We'll be right back. But most of all, it'll make you spread your wings and fly away.